The government of Nauru has abolished appeals from the country's Supreme Court to the High Court of Australia, placing asylum seekers and political protesters in a vulnerable position. Nauru's President Barron Waka claimed that the government had severed ties with Australia's judicial system as a logical step towards full nationhood on the 50th anniversary of the nation's independence. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop supports Nauru's sovereignty, but others have questioned the government's motives as the timing affects the case of several former Nauruan MPs who were involved in protests in 2015. Julia Carr-Katzel reports.
Our complaint is about the way in which the appeal route to the High Court has been extinguished, and that is, it was done in secret.
I spoke with Principal Solicitor Christian Hearn, who's been acting for the protesters involved in the 2015 protests against the Nauruan judiciary.
We have been in regular contact with the Nauruan government. We've been in regular contact with the courts over there, including the Supreme Court. We've been in regular contact with the Director of Public Prosecutions over there. And that's something that's been going on for months. I don't know whether or not any of those persons or bodies knew about this, but certainly nobody has told us about it. And it's our clients who are directly affected by it. It appears at this stage that the appeal route to the High Court may well have been extinguished. What that means for the three defendants who have recently been had their appeal determined by the Supreme Court is that there is no clear appeal route for them. So our guys are now in a very difficult situation, a very unsatisfactory situation, with quite possibly no appeal route at all. Myself and the legal team need to continue to be able to represent the defendants. It raises all sorts of complex legal issues, and we're going to be working through those in the coming days and weeks.
Adjunct professor and human rights lawyer for Australia's National Justice Project, George Newhouse, believes the move places asylum seekers in a vulnerable position.
Yeah. The government of Nauru maintains that it's part of their maturing democracy as they head towards their 50th anniversary of independence. However, if that was the case, they would have established a court of appeal before they secretly terminated right of appeal to the High Court of Australia without notifying members of the public or plaintiffs. Australia is hopelessly compromised in this relationship. Our government depends on Nauru for its political solution to asylum seekers that come by boat, and therefore we are prepared to tolerate anti-democratic conduct and a serious decline in the rule of law on Nauru. The New Zealanders have stepped up. They've been very critical of the Nauruan government and the actions they've taken against judges, but the Australian government says nothing, and in fact their whole approach has been pathetic. The problem for asylum seekers on Nauru that have had their applications for asylum rejected is that they now are in a legal limbo. There is no place for them to go for a final appeal. They are stuck with the decisions of the Minister for Immigration in Nauru or the Supreme Court of Nauru, and with nowhere else to go. And what we've seen recently is a 90% rate of overturning the decisions of the Nauru Supreme Court by the High Court of Australia, and that would be a matter of serious concern to asylum seekers, because if the courts get it wrong, those asylum seekers could be returned to a place where they are harmed or even killed.
The move leaves us with questions about the future of relations between Australia and Nauru, Australia's role in assisting the country with a new Court of Appeal, and the separation of powers.
Australia has a role as a Pacific neighbour in promoting an independent judiciary and promoting the rule of law. And Australia needs to take a very strong hand and ensure that whatever happens now on Nauru, there is a strong and independent judiciary that is able to and will stand up to the current regime that runs Nauru.
Adjunct professor and human rights lawyer for Australia's National Justice Project, George Newhouse, ending that report by Julia Carr-Katzel.